This is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It's a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. All is getting right with my life again. Nicole was gone for a week down in Florida. I wasn't that worried about you. Not because I don't love you, but I just, Florida didn't seem that daunting. Orlando.
Right.
But then I had a very nice visit with my daughter and son-in-law last night because they spent a week, and I was a little cryptic when I was talking about it. But they spent a week vacationing in a place I would never think to vacation. Mexico City, which apparently is a city in Mexico. But I just never would have thought to vacation there because you have all these coastal resorts and beautiful, but they couldn't afford, you know, the nice Cabo places. They're young kids on a budget. So they went to Mexico City for a week, and they had a blast. They had so much fun. And I just, it makes me wonder, because I feel, I don't know if you feel this way. You're much younger than me, and you've traveled an awful lot. I feel like I've seen everything that I want to see.
Oh, no. I still need to go to Australia. And Iceland and Africa. Tahiti, okay. And New Zealand as well. So, no, I have a lot to see.
Okay. I've been to Australia. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. New Zealand I would like, just for all the adventure sports there and, you know, jumping off a 300-foot bungee bridge. Africa, I guess I'd like to do one of those photo safaris, I guess. I wouldn't want to shoot. I don't want to shoot.
Oh, no, I don't want to shoot. I just want to look at them all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I'd enjoy that. But, you know, my wife and I have been talking about that a lot because we've got another 10, 20 good years of travel, I hope. And I'm very blessed. When I'll tell you a little quick story. So when I was a little kid, there was a bedroom that I had upstairs in our little Ballard house. And from that bedroom, you could see, this is a really stupid story now that I'm telling it. But from that bedroom, you could see this little water tower in Magnolia on the other side of the locks. And I would sit up there when I was 8, 9, 10 years old. And like I said, my childhood was kind of but I'd sit there and I'd think, I wonder if there's a girl on the other side of that water tower just for me. Because I just always thought that it'd be fun to have that life partner. Because, you know, family was so screwed up when I was a kid, and I knew that I wanted to have a family that was not messed up. And I found that girl at the University of Washington many years later. But I was always staring out the window, kind of dreaming about going over the horizon. And now I feel almost guilty because I don't really hunger to go over too many more horizons. And I feel bad about that. I don't know what to do.
Well, I wouldn't feel bad about it, but everyone's retirement looks different. Some travel, some don't, right? And I think you will travel because right now with work, I think you're tired and home seems like a comforting thing. But I think when the world opens up and you're bored out of your mind, you're going to want to travel again.
Well, and also, have you gone on two cruises?
Yes.
With us now? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you and Jessamine and my daughters and my wife and me, we've done two Mediterranean cruises. And the company, they really want us to do another cruise next year. And they said, oh, it's kind of filling up. And I was thinking South America, I don't know. I don't know if I could, if I care enough about South America to make it sound fantastic enough to sell to our listeners. And the Mediterranean has just been a home run for us, and I've really enjoyed it. But I'm still, I don't ever want to push something out there that we might have to, you know, pull back on. And so right now, isn't it Italy and Germany that are freaking out because of the new COVID-19 variant, and they're shutting down? And I don't want to do that. I don't want to try to sell something in a time of such uncertainty. And so I guess I'd rather hold off for another year, but I don't know. I gotta make up my mind.
Well,
on
ask
this.
The listeners, say, where would you want to go with us?
That's a good question. That's a good text line question. And your responses will be binding. If you write to us, yeah, with a destination, we will consider
You'll
that a $4,000 down payment on the trip. But yeah, where should we go next? Because and I will say, we have had a wonderful time with our listeners. I mean, like without hesitation, I can say that. And I've done four, I think you've done two with us, but I'm always amazed. I mean, come on, Dennis Kulso? Who's better? Who is a better guy than Dennis Kulso? Remember him when he got there late?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yes. Yes. No, we've had fun adventures with all of our listeners that have come along on the trips.
When my wife and I went to the Eagles concert 2-3 weeks ago, we went with a couple that we met on one of those Mediterranean cruises because we've just become really good friends with them. And so yeah, it's been far beyond my expectations. But we need a destination. And here's the thing. Now tell me this. If I'm going to do a cruise, I want warm weather. I don't want to go out of Seattle, which would be super cheap for our listeners, but I don't want to go out of Seattle and go up to Alaska because you can't sit by the pool and just hang out. And so the Mediterranean, I love the Caribbean, but just full revelation here, the Caribbean, the cruise companies don't make enough money because it's so competitive that their margin is tiny. So it doesn't make sense to, you know, hire Dory and Nicole to be your cruise host for something that has tiny, tiny, tiny margin of profit. So that's why Mediterranean, it's been really good. And I'd go back there.
Yeah, I like the idea of Australia, but I think it's a little bit too long. I don't think we could. Well, actually, maybe we could do the show from the cruise ship. Then we could do it. Because I think it's a 3-week cruise. I think it takes a while to get down there, but that would be fun. Go to Tahiti and Australia and New Zealand.
Bora Bora.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. That was the first listener trip I ever did, was to Sydney. It wasn't a cruise, but it was to Sydney. And I think I'd only been on the air for a couple of years. And I think we only had about eight or 10 people go with us. They're very nice, but I'm not sure it was a slam dunk for the travel company. Cause we had, what did we have last time? 60?
Oh no, I don't think we had, I don't think we had that many. I think we had maybe 30.
Oh, we had 62 trips ago. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we had 62 times ago and 30 last time. So, okay, yeah, shoot us a text. Because seriously, they're really trying to get us to do another listener trip, and it's really fun, and I love hanging out because our listeners, amazingly, just wonderful people, and I shouldn't be amazed, but it always exceeds my expectation just how much I enjoy our listeners. So, yeah, shoot us a text, 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Let us know if there's a place where you'd like to come hang out with us.
People are saying Scandinavia, like this, a Scandinavian cruise, but again, that's the... It's cold on the deck, and you can't lay by the pool while you're cruising, and I'm with you on that one. That's what I like to do.
I'm half Icelandic, and I'm not that interested. I want warmth. So, okay, but yeah, shoot us some ideas. I'm going to go through those in just a moment here. All right, to the fastest 15, with all that is mere prelude. So some people applying for jobs at public schools, they get fired if they say something like biological girls should play against biological girls. It gets them fired. But if you say something that is radically to the left, well, apparently you're okay. So this North Shore teacher in Bothell went off in his classroom about Kyle Rittenhouse. And this was recorded right before the verdict was delivered. But is this the kind of stuff that you think teachers should be shoving into our kids' brains?
Well, for me, what's the most appalling thing about this is he ran toward the police with his hands up with a weapon right here, and the police did this. They waved him through. Seriously. If he was black, would he have been waved through? No. That's what this is about. It wasn't about that. It's about people seeing people differently. There's no way he would have been waved through the police line with the semi-automatic weapon.
I gotta jump in. Did this guy at Bothell High School, and we're not naming him because he hasn't been charged with anything, did he see what happened to Chaz and Chop? Did he see when, who was it? Was it Raz Simone? When they were tossing guns out of the trunk of a car to what appeared to be underage kids, and nobody did anything. They didn't get gunned down. This guy has to ignore anything and everything that doesn't meet his standard of bias so that he can shove his standard of bias into the minds of these poor kids at Bothell High School. And yes, I can tell you, teacher, leave those kids alone. I can tell you that there were black people throwing guns out of the trunk of a car to other black people on Capitol Hill last summer, and they didn't get gunned down. So stop it with your "there's a racial double standard" nonsense, because that's all it is. It's you trying to stoke racial problems, which seems to be the number one goal of too many people involved in our public schools. So go ahead and hope the kids don't remember that. We continue.
Through the police line with the semi-automatic weapon. If he was a different race, put your hand up. That's fine. Okay. Now, he's on trial. Third day of jury deliberations. Okay. Something will happen the next couple days. All right. It's worth watching the news. Okay. That is an example of racism. That's an example of racism being used as a weapon. Not weaponizing racism. Okay? Racism exists. White guys like me don't see it because it's not part of my experience. Okay. Now, this lesson got kind of sideways, and I do thank you. I do thank you, and I do thank you. Okay. But let's go back to what we made fun of. Okay.
Yes, it's racism. And when they didn't gun down the black people who were tossing guns to each other, Chaz and Chop, that was an example of reverse racism then. And that's the thing. These teachers, they go unchallenged. And this is why we should have cameras in every classroom. And when they toss out absolute nonsense, like you just heard at Bothell High School, then you need to understand that we should be able to challenge them and explain that their line of thinking is deeply, deeply flawed. All right, next up. In the fastest 15, oh, this is turned into a big racist story. So in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Oakland, I'm sure it's coming here to Seattle, there have been gangs, and the precursor to all of this was these gangs were going into big box department hardware stores like Home Depot and Lowe's. And they were grabbing hammers and sledgehammers. And so they knew something was going down. And what went down was these gangs of thugs, they were smashing windows at high-end stores, you know, Louis Vuitton and Lululemon. And then they walk in and they clean the place out. They're like piranhas going after a cow crossing the river. And they take everything out of the stores. But do not call what they did looting. Because as the race and equity reporter at ABC San Francisco tells us, it's not looting.
Some Bay Area police departments have called what happened this weekend looting. We saw similar crimes happen in the wake of the George Floyd protest. But are these weekend crimes truly considered looting? Race and social justice reporter Julian Glover is here to give us some context into that word, looting.
Okay, tell you what, I got to take a quick time out here. I'm going to extend the Fastest 15 into another segment. I'm going to play for you this obsession. Was it looting? Was it robbery? It's crazy. It's just a hijacking of language. Some more details. We'll take you in depth right after we check the news here on the Dory Monson Show. I do like working from our Northern studio. It gives us more geographical coverage of the region as we try to bring you the very best coverage of the entire Pacific Northwest. The only challenge, we have a lot of employees, Nicole, that I've never met.
Yeah, there has been. I mean, it's been a year and a half since you've been here. So there's been some turnover.
It's been way more than that. I was not there before COVID. Remember
that?
Yeah,
almost 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, I had knee surgery before COVID. Because I don't think I've ever met Lacey Evans. And I was just listening to her newscast. And what a pro. I mean, she sounds fantastic.
Yeah, you know, she's not here with me. She's at home as well.
What?
Giving away all the secrets, Nicole.
I know, I am. We're all over the place, so I have it better as well.
That. Mm-hmm. Oh, she sounds great. I'd like to meet her.
Yes.
I'd like to tell her just how great she sounds.
Well, I'll let her know that you're going to chat with her maybe at the top of the hour.
Yeah. I don't know if I have that kind of time.
Or 2:30, maybe.
And then who's the other one I really like? There's another one I've never met that starts with K.
We
could
do
that?
This for days. Let's
Yeah, let's go through all the employees Dory may or may not have met.
we get to the story.
This is fun. The slowest 15.
It will be.
Is it Katrina? Man. What's her name?
Yeah, there is a Katrina. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Might be her. Mm-hmm.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Right.
Why don't I move on?
Yep. Good idea.
Okay.
Glad you thought of it.
Yes. So, as I was talking about right before the bottom of the hour news, which was expertly delivered by Lacey Evans. So, right now, the big controversy, and it is, it's quite the brouhaha, is when a bunch of criminals take hammers and sledgehammers and smash the windows of high-end businesses like Louis Vuitton and Lululemon and whatever other loos there are, then is it looting or is it something else? And what I found out over the weekend is it's very, very politically incorrect to call it looting. So please stop.
But are these weekend crimes truly considered looting? Race and social justice reporter Julian Glover is here to give us some context into that word, looting.
By the way, do you think I could get a job as a race and social justice reporter? I'd like to do that. Because that seems like the kind of job that you can never be fired from. Doesn't it? Nobody's answering me.
Oh, are you talking to us, Dory? Nicole and I were just chatting with each other.
Yeah, no, I'm asking both of you, do you think I could get a job as a race and what's it called? I've already forgotten.
Social justice.
Here to give us some context into that weekend crimes truly considered looting. Race and social justice reporter Julian Glover is here to give us...
Yeah. Do you think I could get a job as a race and social justice reporter?
No.
I do not believe. I guarantee you I could.
I'm not saying you couldn't do it. I'm saying no one's giving you that job.
I guarantee any place I apply, because everything I do, I win at. And if I said I would like to be your race and social justice reporter... Because who is more interested in justice than me? And if the justice is social, well, then it just takes me to a new level. And you honestly don't think I could get that
no.
job?
Okay, no. You can't be an opinion-based talk show host and then decide that you're just going to throw all your opinion out the window and be a reporter. So I'm saying you can't get a reporting
but
job,
you're telling
period.
Me that every reporter in TV news, that they can have an opinion?
No,
but somebody cannot move
to.
From the opinion side to doing one of their jobs?
Nope, you can go from reporter to opinion, but you can't go from opinion to reporter. I'm not saying that they don't have their opinions, but they're not supposed to give their
opinions.
Oh,
you know what? I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit this job at 2:58 today, and by noon tomorrow, I will have a job as a race and social justice reporter somewhere in the country that'll pay me like $62,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. If you're lucky.
But you know what? I would take... a massive hit just to prove you wrong.
I know you would. You're probably searching for job opportunities right now just so you can apply.
Yes, that's where I am in life. Okay, let me get back to the race and social justice report.
Some context into that word, looting.
Oh, yeah. And in case you're just joining us, looting, when people... use sledgehammers and hammers and break windows and clean out a shop. If you call that looting, you are a racist. If you call it a robbery, well, then you're okay.
Julie?
Hi, good evening, Dan. Yeah, if you look up the California law, which I spent some time doing today, the answer is no. According to the textbook definition, these thefts did not happen under any type of state of emergency or disaster. But we know that some Bay Area police departments are calling what we saw looting, others simply calling it organized robbery. Analyst I spoke to today says the distinction matters. Here's why.
Yeah.
The Louis Vuitton store was burglarized.
So let me also point out that the Merriam-Webster dictionary describes looting is exactly what's happening here. They don't say it has to be under a state of emergency. It's just when a bunch of people smash windows and grab everything out of a shop. But apparently this is a super important issue.
And looted the Burberry's and Westfield Mall was burglarized and looted.
That's San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott detailing his department's response to a wave of seemingly organized retail theft netting $1 million in stolen luxury goods. Here's San Jose PD spokesman today.
So we're talking about two incidents. We're not going to call this looting. Okay, this is organized robbery. Is what it is.
He's talking about the $40,000 in merchandise stolen from Lululemon in Santana Row Saturday. Similar crimes hit Hayward and Walnut Creek this weekend, with waves of suspects rushing stores, leading to major losses. But according to the California Penal Code, what we saw was not looting. Looting is theft or burglary during a state of emergency resulting from an earthquake, fire, flood, riot, or other natural or man-made disaster. To some, the distinction may be small. But Lorenzo Boyd, professor of criminal justice and community policing and a retired veteran police officer, told me words matter.
Because looting is a term that we typically use when people of color or urban dwellers are doing something. We tend not to use that term for other people when they do the exact same thing.
To be clear.
What? So looting is racist, he says. But I remember talking about looting a lot in the fiery summer of 2020, when there were a lot of white kids in black block clothing who were going into businesses and stripping them bare. And I didn't use the word looting so I could loop them in with people of color. I used looting because that's what they were doing.
Dory, I think the only kind of looting we should really be into is medieval looting. It'll just put everyone at ease.
Wait a second. That's all worked up. Now I'm feeling really calm.
Yeah. I did get a text from somebody wondering if you took Ambien for today's show.
What?
No. One of those days.
I'm looting right now.
Please
bring
this
up. You seem extra chill, Dory.
I'm in a great mood today. I'm in a great mood.
I don't deny that. You are in a great mood.
You should really see Nicole's wreath of flowers around her head. It's nice.
Nice.
All right, we need to go to break. We'll finish this when we come back.
No. Remember when Sting started playing that lute all the time? That's when I knew his career was over. Okay, I got to go to a break.
Thank you.
Okay. No, I'm serious. I do.
I know you do. Go.
Don't try to stop me.
Not.
Can you bring this up full, Sean?
And then go to break.
No. Okay, you take over from here, Nicole. Tell them what to do.
We'll be right back with more Fast 15 after the break.
All the politicians are telling us, follow the science. And as I've explained, I am the only person of science in the public debate. Jay Inslee isn't. Dow Constantine couldn't be further from science. Bob Ferguson is anti-science. Joe Biden, oh my goodness. Joe Biden hates science. But I believe in following the science. And we do have a new study that's coming out between children and masks. Because there's no reason to make children wear masks at school. And now we're finding out, according to a new study, that children's cognitive development has dropped by 23% during the COVID pandemic. This is from Brown University. And don't let the collar fool you. It's an Ivy Leaguer. Brown University, they put together the study, and they collected data from 1,600 children, and they found out that the masking has cut cognitive development by 23%. And yet, we have school boards and teachers and politicians, for no reason whatsoever, saying that we got to have all the kids masked all the time at school. How about that 6-foot social distancing? That's got to be helping, because we've been hearing about that forever. Nah, shoot. It turns out the 6-foot rule doesn't protect anyone from COVID either. That's another brand new study that's out today. Then you have Joy Behar on The View. I'm going to have to play that for you after the break. Do I have time? Yeah, I got time. I'll play Joy Behar. She says that she wants the first two constitutional amendments to be more in her image.
You know, when the founding fathers were busy with the amendments, the First and Second Amendments did not have AR-15s in there, uh-huh. weapons of war, uh-huh. and they didn't have Twitter. So both amendments, I think, need to be tweaked a little bit. You know, I'm a
big fan. That's a whole new conversation.
Yes. Yes. Let's change our Constitution for Twitter.
Brilliant.
I check the news and then the big lead at 2 next on the Dory Monson Show.